in our passion, our power and the passion segment today, we'll travel over to Adelaide and speak to a person who is actually involved in the third annual Egyptian Coptic Soccer Championship that's being played in Adelaide today. And I speak of Maged Ibrahim. Good morning to you, Maged.
Good morning, Carlos.
Yes, thanks for joining us this morning, mates. Tell us about the third annual Egyptian Coptic Soccer Championship. How many teams, how many players, where is it being played this weekend?
Okay, so, yeah, as you said, it's the third competition. Like last couple of years, our team from Adelaide travelled to Melbourne and to Sydney, and this year we're hosting it here in Adelaide at the Parks Football Centre, which is a fantastic venue that we were lucky enough to get for this competition. There should be five teams competing this year. We've got a team from Melbourne coming, a team from Canberra, a team from Gold Coast, and we've got two teams from Adelaide. So, yeah, there's plenty of interest, and our community here in Adelaide is really, really looking forward to it.
So what inspired the start of the tournament all those years ago?
Well, basically, Egyptians everywhere are obsessed with football, and you know, it's the number one sport. Everyone loves it, everyone plays it. We had a few guys in Melbourne in the Coptic community that, you know, really worked hard to get the first one going. So I just, you know, speaking to a few people that, you know, interstate and whatever, you know, what do you think if we get something like this started? And of course everyone was interested. The first one was always going to be the hardest because it hadn't been done before. But a few guys, Peter Boulos and John Iskander and Michael Morkos, who worked really hard for that first one in 2015. And it was a real success. It brought a lot of people together. We got pretty good attendance and everyone had a fantastic time. And we hope to keep it going in future years.
So, Megan, tell me about what this does for the community, the benefits that have accrued from these sort of tournaments and coming together, even the organisation part of it. I think that would be a bonding experience, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. If I can talk about just the Adelaide team, we've got a lot of youth in our community and, you know, a lot that you don't see all the time, and people get busier as they get older. But when it comes to something like this, I mean, our group have been training together now for 2-3 months, and you know, everyone is really keen and spending a lot of time together and then working together to organize. Also just liaising with the guys interstate, so it really has formed, you know, good relationships. And yeah, it's a fantastic way to bring people together because everyone's so passionate about it.
Now, we see the benefits accruing, and no doubt this weekend will be a fantastic tournament and everyone will walk away raving about it. But what are the challenges of putting something like this together? We talk about a national competition in that people and teams are coming from all over Australia to Adelaide this weekend. What are the challenges around putting something like this together?
I think probably the major challenge is getting, so teams that have to travel, so, you know, they've got to raise their own money to travel and accommodation and that kind of thing. So probably the expense, especially for the teams travelling, is probably one of the challenges. The other thing is, you know, just in terms of organising an event like this, we sort of wanted to make sure we get the best available grounds and referees and that. So there's a little bit of organisation that goes with it. But I think what's proved to be a challenge is just the teams travelling and how they get here and how they fund their travel. So that's probably the biggest one. But yeah, we're pretty fortunate that we still get good numbers coming.
Of course, the aim of the championship is to bring the Coptic fellowship together, and obviously that's under the Coptic Church. How serious do players get, and do some step over the line and perhaps don't, sort of live the values of the Coptic Church?
We've done okay in that regard in previous years. I mean,
No yellow and red cards.
I think there's a few yellows. I don't remember any reds as yet. Like any football match, you know, it gets heated at times and people might sort of get worked up in the heat of the moment, but generally it's been pretty good, and the respect between the teams and fellowship between the teams is getting stronger, so I don't foresee any problems. So yeah, hopefully we keep going on that path.
So how many people do you expect not only to play this weekend, but also attending by way of spectating or support staff?
Yeah. Well, I think in terms of attendance, we're very hopeful that this year will be the most. So in Adelaide, we've only got the one Coptic church, so it's a very tight community. I think it's something like 200 families that are part of our congregation, and we're also organising a match for the younger kids just before the grand final. So, I think that will bring a lot of our community as well. So, I would say anywhere could be 300-400 people, just in terms of spectators. Hopefully more, but I think it'll be something around that.
And, of course, one of the big Egyptian stars in the game at the moment, Mo Salah. How many of the boys and the players maybe try and reenact the movements and the performances of someone like a Mo Salah?
Yeah, I think all the boys, and especially with Egypt making the World Cup now, so everyone's pretty much idolising Salah at the minute. Mm. Just adds to the flavour and adds to the excitement.
And, of course, you mentioned the World Cup. In Group A, Egypt's got Russia, Saudi Arabia and Uruguay. Not quite the group of death, but you've got the host nation. Are you pretty happy about that?
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of people I speak to are very hopeful on Egypt qualifying. I still think it'll be difficult because Uruguay's pretty decent team, and I don't expect the host to bundle out in the group. So, but Egypt's got a very good team. I think the personnel-wise, they've got probably the best team they've had in a little while now. So, yeah, we're hopeful we can get out of that group.
Well, you never know. They might be able to get a couple of recruits out of your tournament this weekend, Maggid. Thanks very much for your time today. Congratulations on this initiative. It's great using football to bring people together, whether it be for a part of a church or whether it be any other activity out there. And all the best from FNR on a fantastic tournament this weekend in Adelaide.
No worries. And thank you so much for having me and for, sort of promoting this event. We appreciate it very much.
Our pleasure, mate. That's Maggid Ibrahim, of course, associated with the third annual Egyptian Coptic Soccer Championship in Adelaide this weekend. That's part of our Power and the Passion community segment today.